Next patient is Jen Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. This is ENT of lower extremities. And a copy of this report to Dr. Gracias, G-R-A-C-I-A-S. And a copy of this report to Dr. Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z, Maria Alvarez. Clinical information, the patient is 72 years old, right-hand dominant Caucasian man who has a chronic low back pain. He has had aching in both lower extremities. He has a burning sensation in both feet. He has also a weakness in both lower extremities. He has also had intermittent ptosis. The patient had MRI scan of lumbar spine, which showed fairly significant degenerative changes with lumbar scoliosis. This bulging at multiple levels, especially at L4-5 and L5-S1 levels with some neuroabdominal narrowing. Third, next paragraph, examination. He had adequate strength in both lower extremities. There was no significant muscle atrophy or fixation. Deep reflexes could not be elicited at knees. He had scars around both knees from previous surgeries. Ankle jerks were plus one bilaterally. Patterns were ongoing. He had moderate reaction and vibratory sense at ankles. Other primary modalities were only slightly impaired distally in lower extremities. He did not have any definite dermatomal type sensory loss or sensory level on the trunk. He had some tenderness palpation and lumbar region with decreased mobility. Third distal resistance was negative. Significant arthritic changes were noted. Peripheral pulses were present. No ulcers noted in lower extremities. Third, next paragraph, nerve conduction study. Peroneal, tibial, and sural nerves were tested in each lower extremity. Frontal nerves were also stimulated. Third, sensory responses were within normal limits. Third, peroneal motor latencies were prolonged bilaterally. It decreased amplitudes, but relatively normal conduction velocities. Spread peroneal effort latencies were prolonged bilaterally. Tibial motor latencies were prolonged at popliteal fossa bilaterally with normal amplitudes and conduction velocity of 32 meters per second on the left side and 29 meters per second on the right side. Spread. Tibial effect latency was prolonged on the right side. Third, intraoral electromyographic study. Several muscles were tested in each lower extremity along with paraspinal, lumbar, and sacral muscles as mentioned in detail separately. Third, left tibialis anterior, extrasalosus longus, and extensor digitorum brevis muscles showed polyphasic motor unit potentials with decreased recruitment and reduced interference spectrum. Third, those muscles show fibrillation potentials and positive sharp waves. Spread. Rest of the limb muscles showed normal motor unit morphology, recruitment, and interference spectrum. Spread. Examination of paraspinal lumbar muscles revealed denervation changes at around L5 area bilaterally. Spread. Mild denervation changes were also noted. The fibrillation potential and positive sharp waves in paraspinal sacral muscles on the left side. Third, next paragraph of person. This study showed evidence for lumbar lumbosacral polyradiculopathy, bilateral L5 and left S1 radiculopathy, which may explain some of his aching of lower extremities and back pain. Third, however, it may not explain the burning sensation, and pain in both feet, which is likely related to small fiber polyneuropathy. But this study showed evidence for mild axonal type peripheral neuropathy. But he needs to work up for reversal of neuropathy. But he has already had several blood tests which were normal. But however, he'll also have 2-hour glucose tolerance test through the possibility of diabetes. But next paragraph recommendations, the patient will continue Vicodin as needed. He will keep his appointment with his neurosurgeon. He will have some more screening blood tests. He will continue Elevil and Neurontin. He will return to the office in a few weeks. Credit report on this patient.